I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 90, capital gains tax on a rented flat. Today's question comes from Frances. She asks, "Hi Money Stepper, I would be very grateful for some advice. I own a small flat, which I bought in 2001 as my only residence. I lived in it for some time, but since getting married, I've rented the flat out for 4 or 5 years. That is 5 years out of 15 in total. The property was bought for $137,000. It's now valued at $400,000, so the profit's good, which implies the capital gains tax will be astronomical. Are there any ways around this? The property is currently in my name only. Can I give half of it to my husband so he can use his CGT allowance as well? I also have a 2-year-old child. Can I put some of it in her name? Another idea is to move back into the flat to make it our primary residence, but I fear this loophole no longer exists. Any thoughts on how to minimise the dreaded CGT would be very much appreciated. Many thanks." Hi Francis. Let's start with your first question about your spouse and your children. So gifting half of the property to your husband will allow you to both use your personal allowances for capital gains. You basically take half the capital gain each and then place your personal allowance and each of you make your payment for tax. But remember, it needs to be a true gift. So there can be no consideration for the property and no liability can be transferred. If it is, then capital gains tax could be due. Also, the stamp duty tax could change as well. Gifting to children doesn't actually lead to a tax liability at that point, but the child does inherit the original value of the property, the $137,000 in your case, as their base cost. So really that isn't that beneficial. You could move back into the flat. This would just mean that you get more PPR as a percentage of the time that you lived in the flat. But thinking about your numbers, you might not need to do anything that drastic. You said the results would be astronomical. I'm not so sure. Assume you've got a sales price of £400,000 and a cost base of £137,000. Now I'm going to assume you've got associated selling and buying fees of £8,000 between, say, legal fees, estate agent fees, things like that, for when you bought and when you sold the property. Now if you transfer half of the property to your husband, you've got a combined profit there of £255,000. So £127,500 each. You said in your question, it's your primary residence for 10 of the 15 years. So for those 10 years plus an extra 18 months, you get PPR relief. That means that your tax basis would be, between you, £255,000 less 11.5 years of PPR would leave you with a remaining gain of £59,500 between you. Then you're also eligible for letting relief. So letting relief is a maximum of up to £40,000. It's actually the lower of £40,000 and the amount you've claimed for PPR, which was £59,500. So that reduces your gain from £59,500 down to £19,500. Now, if you place that against both of your personal allowances, £11,100 each, then actually that gain is less. And so in your situation, using those numbers, you'd have no capital gains tax due at all. You'll need to run those numbers to give your figures accurately. Obviously, I've just guessed there, the £8,000 for the selling and buying fees and your actual sales price at £400,000. So you need to run it for your exact dates as well. You need to go down to the month of how long you live there for. But probably won't be a million miles out. And so I hope that it's right and you won't have any capital gains tax due. If you do, maybe you could leave it for a couple of years, because I'm recording this on the evening of the 2016 budget, where George Osborne's just announced that capital gains will be reduced from the current 18% for basic rate down to 10% and 28% for higher rates, which will fall down to 18%. So that's positive news for anyone paying capital gains tax, if you're paying it at all in this situation, Francis. If anyone's got a question on any topic related to personal finance, you know where we are by now, moneystepper.com/submit a question. I'd love to hear from you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.